as men of affairs, in charge of corporations. We sell our wares with eager expectations. We're generals in the world of commerce, marching as to war. But now there's a cloud in the sky, someone refuses to buy. If a sizable sample should take her example, our business would wither and die. Four generals in a dizzy world, four generals frightened by a girl. General Motors, General Electric, General Mills, General Food. We generals quake and shiver and shake at her attitude. If someone doesn't stop her, our business will be shot. Compared to her, Walt Reuther is Sir Lancelot. General Motors, General Electric, General Mills, General Food. She ought to be told, she ought to be sold, she should be sued. I wish she'd buy a washer, I wish she'd buy a car. This is the greatest crisis we have faced by far. It's just one more thing that we can blame on FDR. General Motors talking, General Electric squawking, General Mills, General Food. General Motors, General Electric, General Mills, General Food. This girl's a threat that's gotta be met with fortitude. We wouldn't have these problems and all this discontent if only Calvin Coolidge were still president. Wonderful autos, wonderful washers, wonderful bread, wonderful food. A terrible waste of feminine taste and pulchritude. She won't accept our products, our gifts are falling flat. We ask you people, have you ever heard of that? Is she a Russian spy or just a Democrat? She is a fake, she is a fright. Her feminine ploy could trigger a boycott, and that ain't right. We worship Taft and Hartley and how they played the game. If they were here, they'd help us with this crazy dame. Give her a bank book, give her a checkbook, let her pay cash, open a charge. She ought to be spanked, she's gonna be ranked with Madame Defarge. What she has done to business, we'd like to tell you now. We'll put it in a way the censor will allow. She's doing to us what Kennedy did to Rome.